Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The world is going into an artificial financial collapse. And the head of the United Nations Sustainable Development Organization said last week that that's a good thing, and they're using COVID to lower our standard of living to save the planet. But it's a bunch of trillion-dollar companies and billionaires who make themselves tax-exempt and own slave factories in China, like Apple and Nike, that are then lecturing us that we should be poor and shouldn't be able to go on a trip or have a swimming pool or have a car or air conditioning. Remember when Obama told Africans in Africa, you can't have cars or air conditioning? That's what this is about, is making slavery cool. And COVID-19 is the economic weapon that won't just make us poor. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people in the long term. Now, I'm going to get into the new lockdown measures that we always knew were coming. It's been pre-engineered in a moment. But first, let's just remember that it's on record that all these hospitals were completely empty, and that the hospital ships Trump sent, there was no patients for them. And let's remember that it's now come out that for any patient they claimed had COVID, they got over $52,000 and would put COVID on charts when the person didn't even have COVID. And that they would count people who died of heart attacks and cancer and pneumonia or the flu as COVID again to get the money. It's been engineered all over the world because the WHO, the UN, set the standards and the parameters. And then when all those medical doctors came out, prestigious scientists, the head former virologist at Rockefeller Hospital came out and said, this is a hoax, this is a fraud, they were banned off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, because the system knows this hoax can't stand the light of day. And the virus, which is a real virus and a nasty pneumonia, can't stand the light of day. That's why they're trying to keep you locked in to these compact cities, and that's why it spread the most and killed the most people in blue cities and blue states that are these urban canyons where people don't get sunlight. Blue states, blue cities are making similar announcements saying, hey, you got to wear masks for the next year. You can never take your mask off. This is all about creating fear and testing obedience and control over the population to wreck the economy and bring in a planetary government based on medical tyranny. There's still time to stop this operation. They've been planning this for decades. The Rockefeller Foundation admits on record with Bill and Melinda Gates. We have their battle plans. And if the public simply speaks out and exposes it, it will fail. That's why they brought in total censorship ahead of this and during this to shut down debate. But if we get the information to members of the Senate and to good governors like Governor Abbott, and if you hit the streets and demonstrate and don't let the left intimidate you from exercising your First Amendment, we're going to win. The globalists know that conservatives on average are very compliant, and we believe it helps America. And so they're telling us that we have to stay indoors or we're bad, but the leftist and the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, they're heroes when they go out and protest. This is all a form of martial law to make the American people stand down ahead of this election, with election fraud being prepared to artificially, fraudulently remove President Trump. We can stop it if we simply do the research, face the facts, and take action and say no. COVID-19 is a hoax. It's not killing anyone but old people. That's why they sent people that had it to the old folks' homes to get the numbers up. Instead of bowing down to the politicians that follow UN orders, these governors that ordered people into nursing homes to get the death numbers up should be indicted, tried, and imprisoned. We either go on the offense or we're totally enslaved. It really is up to all of us now what we're going to do.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never,
if they say I never loved you,
you know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Driving down your freeway.
Driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys roll.
Let's get into it right now.
Midnight alleys roam.
Change up the words a little bit. Cops and cars.
Cops and cars.
Topless bars.
Never saw a woman so alone.
So alone.
LA is so alone. So,
so alone.
Alone.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone. So alone.
It's God in there.
Motel footage.
All right, let's get into it right now. This is some incredible COVID news, but I know the listeners know I don't make this stuff up, and you're out looking at stuff yourself, and you go to the source stuff. You don't sit there and just believe what I say. We knew the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates group and John Hopkins and all these other groups were developing injectable vaccines, nanotech, little bitty microchips, so they can miniaturize stuff so much now, that go with the vaccine. And then when we covered it all, the media went, that's insane. Bill Gates isn't funding it. This group is. But then Bill Gates was funding that group. And then the head of the group at MIT said, we did it for Bill Gates. We have the video of him saying it. I mean, but again, every time you address something, they gaslight you. Like when you got a $100 bill and you hand it to somebody, they give you back a 20, and they say you gave them a 50, and you go, I gave you a 100. They go, no, you didn't. It's that moment where you know you only had a $100 bill in your wallet. You know you just gave it to them. You know they're telling you that it was a 50. Create somebody a 20. They say it's a 5. You've all run into that flim-flam before, and you know to say, no, you're wrong, and you're going to check your camera. Oh, actually, you're right. Here's the money. But they're sitting there running that scam all day because they're a predator. But if you don't know predators exist, what are you? You are wide open. So, let's just read these headlines and again, this has been announced by major universities. This is all over the news. It's on drudgereport.com last night. My wife tweeted this, and people are like, this isn't true. This couldn't be happening, because they have that pre-built-in disposition that, oh, that, you know, there's no way that could actually be going on. You know, Alexa's not listening to us. Google Assistant isn't listening to us. Now they admit it is. You're like, okay, well, that's fine. So here's the headlines. DARPA-funded implantable biochip to detect COVID-19 could hit markets in 2021. But all the tests are fake, 90% false positives. It's just the excuse to get a chip in you. You ever wondered how they do it? Here it is. They have another digital chip that's injected, that's liquid, you can't get out of your body. So you can always cut a chip out. Oh, no, sorry, this is nanotech. That surveils whether you've had the vaccine. That's a Zero Hedge article. It's also the BBC. They're all promoting it. It's a great thing. CDC going door to door in Atlanta asking for blood samples for coronavirus study. Now, I saw this week in Houston. I talked about it. It was a big controversy. They had Snopes fact checkers and people saying it's made up, doesn't exist. And Trump doesn't have orange hair. That doesn't exist either. Well, turns out it's in Atlanta. It's everywhere. We have the articles. We have the videos showing the blood draws at the houses. And they try to intimidate you that it's the law. Like the Houston mayor said, well, we do pressure people to do it. So now it's basically a forced blood test. There it is, the Texan. Houston COVID-19 study reveals to request blood samples from randomly selected homes. So, Count Dracula here. MSM welcomes whistleblowers reporting party college students breaking COVID-19 reports. But Democrats don't want you reporting Black Lives Matter million person marches or anything like that. Oh, no. It's only just random people or any conservative groups or Trump rallies have to be shut down. It's all about power. Professor who told students she hopes Trump supporters catch COVID and die has been suspended. Well, what's she going to do? She'll star in the new Jabba the Hutt movie. Meanwhile, French COVID-19 outbreak accelerates at record pace. Yangon locked down as cases surge, but not deaths. Deaths way down, but cases surge. Because the test, if you've ever had a bacterial infection, cold or the flu, in the last decade, you show up as positive. They engineered this perfectly. There is a real man-made virus, and people get scared, so virologists see it and get scared, and so Bill Gates can then own it with his sub-companies and come up with a vaccine for it. That's all real. And if you've got way run-down immune system and you don't have vitamins or minerals, as Fauci's been forced to admit, you can die from it. But that's it. But as if he finally is having second thoughts, he came out. In fact, pull it up, guys, next segment. And came out and said, It would be fine. He has a deep voice, I don't know why, but... It would be fine if you take vitamin C and D3, because that will help if you're deficient. Yeah, because you'll die without it. He's finally admitting the truth because so much pressure's on him. Turns out most of the UK cases are fake. Other cases, people died in car wrecks. They called it that. California judge strikes down Trump's WeChat ban over First Amendment concerns. So, though big tech is supported by all the big courts in censoring American citizens. But as soon as Trump says it's wrong that TikTok and WeChat is spying on America and suppressing people, oh, now they defend communist China's control. So there's that. Now, I've got plenty of time till the break. When we come back, this is really informative. This is what I call a Rosetta Stone. This is in a French news agency. It's as big as the AP. This went out worldwide to all the governments, all the agencies, everything, about how I put out this info. And we come back, I'm going to walk through it because it is hilarious if it wasn't so serious. French news agency. Alex Jones, hoax pandemic conspiracy video, viral despite Facebook ban. And they wring their hands that in Slovakia, someone dubbed it over into Slovakia and it got 1.7 million. I mean, they're just, because you can't handle seeing this for yourself. And then they make all these false claims about what I said, but I'm going to show you that what I said is actually even in their own admissions. That's coming up, but separately. I don't have to tell you the globalists are working around the clock to take us off here. And we sell things that everybody needs. High-quality, affordable foods, supplements, nutraceuticals, books, films, T-shirts. It's all about spreading the word. It's all about being informed. It's all about not giving up to the globalists. We have four different colors, green, blue, red, and black, of these little Faraday cages that you put your cell phone in so they can't track you, the contact tracers can't control you, and it puts you in charge for when you want to use your phone, then you take it out. Because even when you turn those apps off, they're still tracking you, they're still tracing you. Those are $19.95. Everybody else sells the same unit for $30-something bucks because I get it. They need a 200% markup to fund themselves. It costs us $11 per packet. We're selling for $9.95. You should get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. And separately, APAC Power Stack. This was the hottest thing a few years ago. It still is. It's AMPM packs, 13 pills a day, for every function in your life, your libido, your stamina, your bones, your blood, your heart. But people forget to take their pills. So I came out and said, I want to have the very best 13-pill product where you take 7 pills in the morning and then you take, I guess, 6 pills or whatever it is at night. And it blows everybody away. And then it wasn't a bestseller at first. And it became a bestseller. And I tried to reorder it 6 months ago. And because of the supply chain breakdowns and everything with COVID, there's a bunch of special proprietary, really high-quality products in this. We can't get the formula anymore. So it's the last run of it, and it's 60% off with free shipping. That's at cost, and I want you to get it. 8-pack power stack, InfoWarsStore.com. And then your husband, your wife, your neighbor, your boss, your employees that aren't in shape, have problems, forget to take vitamins. You don't want to give them a bunch of different bottles. Don't forget to do it. Give them this, AMPM packs. That's little packs inside where you've got the one you take in the morning, and you've got the one you take in the evening. There's the AM pack. There's the PM pack, and people get big results with this, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com today, or George Soros thanks you for not taking action. But it is the AM-PM pack, last chance to get it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So, Fauci had said that, you know, there's no treatment, there's no preventative for COVID-19, even though all the mainline science is, if you don't have vitamin D3, if you don't have vitamin C, if you don't have zinc, it says on the NIH website, that's how it replicates. Most viral infection, most cancer, is either caused by a cancer virus and or at the same time, people don't have enough of the nutrients. But here's Fauci now doing an about-face.
It's not something that you can recommend. But there are two vitamins that you should consider. For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection. So I would not mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplements. The other vitamin that people take is vitamin C because it's a good antioxidant. So if people want to take a gram or two at the most of vitamin C, that would be fine. So vitamin C and vitamin D, okay.
Oh, it's okay with you. Is oxygen okay or water? You got to have those as well. The arrogance of this little monster. All hydroxychloroquine does is push zinc into the damn cells. That's why it's at a 99% success rate in all the studies except the Bill Gates study they funded with Fauci that said it didn't help people and it got withdrawn 4 months ago because it was fake. So I almost have a heart attack looking at Fauci. He's a little monster, Dean. A doctor violated the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. Now, speaking of that, let's look at this. Now, this is a 20-plus page article from the French news agency paid for by Soros and Gates on record. They sponsor it. So if you want to debunk it, it would take 5 years. I mean, it's that insane. But this is just in about 30 minutes today. I read it, went and pulled a few articles to counter it. This is what they say. Alex Jones, hoax, pandemic, conspiracy, viral video, despite Facebook ban. So they're like, oh, we endorse censorship. How is he allowed to be viral? So they're little tattletale snitches about it. And then what do they say that I'm saying is wrong? A video of Alex Jones claiming the coronavirus outbreaks is a hoax. Didn't say it was a hoax. I said the response is a power grab, a scam, and the lockdown is a hoax. Not that the virus doesn't kill people that are deficient. See, again, nowhere do they see it's all lies by them. And just every line is a lie. Every line is a fraud. It makes me sick. A video by Alex Jones claiming the coronavirus outbreak is a hoax has been viewed more than 1 million times. Oh, no. A social media platform fight to curb the wave of online conspiracy theories. A video by far-right broadcaster Alex Jones claiming the coronavirus outbreak is a hoax. They use a single word. Has been viewed more than 1 million times, and it goes on. So let's show what they're scared of and what they get into. I said it's all about creating fear and testing obedience and control over populations to wreak havoc in the economy and bring in a planetary government based on medical tyranny. He growls, staring into the camera. There's still time to stop the operation. Well, I did say that's true. By September, the footage had been viewed more than 1.7 million times on Facebook. It gained massive traction in Slovakia, where a version of the clip with Jones' trademark gravelly voice dubbed into Slovak was picked up by several conspiracy theorist groups and shared by thousands of online followers. The governments of Hungary, Romania, Poland, Czechoslovakia, they're all on my side. They've all begged me to come speak to their presidents. It's far worse than you know, trash. You're so pathetic, you leftist scum. You have no idea how far we've gone to get to you. And you're starting to figure it out. Way too late. Way too late. It's not about me. It's about humanity. And we're strong. Because I'm tapped into humanity. really feel sorry for you. This is modern genocide. Who will be punished? One fan commented on the video. Then it goes on to put out disinfo about what I supposedly said. Oh, look, a woman wore an anti-Bill Gates mask in Berlin. Oh, she's bad. This weirdo, famous crook that puts all his money tax exempt, pays no taxes, comes out and says, we'll never unlock things and you're going to take my vaccine and it hurts you. And then he's upset when people come out and say, we're going to fight you. They're like, oh, Jones made this woman do it. No, I didn't. Now, here's where it gets good. It says AFP fact-checked and has debunked 600 false misleading claims. Just totally made up, arrogant control freaks. Now, here it is. It starts getting good. Claim, the United Nations said the economic crisis caused by the pandemic is a good thing. False. Let's start right there. This is like, this part I did in like 5 minutes today. I could have you a stack 15 feet tall. I'm not exaggerating on this, okay? This is in like 15 minutes. I just shoot a few links out. After the COVID-19 crisis, will the world get greener? London Guardian. They go on to say how wonderful it is. Dr. McCam, shot, please. Now is a time for the great reset. Davos Head says we're going to use this to lock down, lower the carbon footprint. How great it is. Foreign policy. Lockdowns have been amazing for the environment, but COVID-19 won't heal the planet. We need permanent lockdowns. Foreign policy. After the COVID-19 crisis, will we get a greener world? Can COVID-19 help ease the climate crisis? HRW.org. Has the coronavirus helped the environment? It's all just fawning, UN links, all of it. But then it gets better. Then they go in and they go, Jones makes it up that they get money for COVID patients. Really, I gave in my breakdown where that was. That was in USA Today. But our reporters first saw it. Our listeners first went. They'd say, oh, it's huge lines at the local New York hospital. They go there and see the same 10 people in hazmat suits going in circles for newscast. And then no one else would be there. It turned out they were actors. And all over, they were empty. We already know that. They said 4% of America would die. They said 2.5 million. You know, all this. All lies. All lies. They say it's false, though. We lied to you. Oh, claim hospitals were empty during lockdown. Misleading. Yes, they were almost empty, but there were a few people. And oh, the hospital ships that could serve thousands? Well, they served a couple. Oh, so we're bad. Okay. And it goes on and on with lie after lie that anyone could disprove. Oh, and Donald Trump endorses false claim that CDC cut COVID death toll. They did. 94% died of something else, comorbidity. 6%, and most of that fake numbers died. That's all, but oh, Jones said that too. Jones is a liar. Oh, he's a liar. Oh, a liar. Claim, hospitals receive 52,000 for COVID-19 deaths, unsubstantiated. Oh, really? UN, EU, USA Today. Not that we even need them. We reported this first. Turn to the end. Fact check. Hospitals get paid. More patients listed as COVID-19 on ventilators. Oh, let's turn to the last page. Oh, our ruling. True. $52,000. $52,000. $52,000. Just what I told you right here. I didn't lie to you. Oh, I'm never going to lie to you. I'm ready to die for the damn truth. I'm the opposite of Pelosi. I'm the opposite of Hillary. I'm the opposite of Soros. And I'm coming with war to destroy them. As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they're throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up, and at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stone's personal lawyer and good friend of mine, an retired Army officer, the great patriot Tyler Nixon, is here with us in the final two segments. I wanted to get him on today to talk about Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The term gets overused. I used it 20 years ago, gaslighting. People know what it meant. Now gaslighting's everything. Kind of like narcissist gets overused or Hitler gets overused. And then when stuff's really Hitler bad, people don't even recognize it, like what the Democrats are up to right now. But the gaslighting of, oh, no one's ever done this. And it turns out since 1990, 70% were approved within 46 days or less. And this is totally normal. And they were talking about a mandate earlier when Mitch McConnell got in to not let them have who they wanted. And now the mandate is for our party to put in who's right. And the Democrats threatening war and violence and packing the court. So you're a lawyer, front and center. You can get into whatever you want, but I would imagine we've got Eric Holder, we've got Nancy Pelosi, we've got Hillary Clinton. They're all saying pack the court now. How does that work when Roosevelt, I guess, went from 7 to 9 to get around stuff during the Depression? Still dangerous. Only got to serve 3 terms, basically a dictator. I'm not attacking Roosevelt. He did some good, some bad. At least the Republicans stayed together. But now they're talking about packing the court. And just insane. How about the Republicans pack it? Hell, why don't the Republicans right now make it 13? I mean, who can play at this game? It's a very dangerous Pandora's box. Tyler Nixon, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Alex. And I appreciate your epic, dare I say, rant, but more your prayer from earlier. I think that was really just inspiring. And this Soros demon ghoul. God rid him from the world forever and as soon as possible, frankly. Then this, it's amazing how a few small few people or even just one man, with the resources and frankly the backing of the devil can wreak so much havoc in the world and cause so much, agony and distress and, strife. But, be that as it may he join, his master in hell as soon as possible. So that being said, yes, the Democrats are aconstitutional. They don't believe in the Constitution any more than they believe in the rule of law or, frankly, democracy, as we've seen. It's this ridiculous ferret-like sleaze, Eric Holder, who I can't believe he was the Attorney General of the United States for any period of time. I mean, clearly just a corrupt partisan hatchet man, through and through. The Democrat standard is this. If they don't win, if they don't get the results they want, then either the system's broken and it has to be changed, even including the Constitution. They have no regard for any of the balances built in by the founders ingeniously at that to counteract and frankly, denude the power of these very people who want to consolidate it all in a national unitary state. And if they can't have their way, then let's get rid of the Electoral College. Let's get rid of, the state-by-state voting. Let's get rid of now balance or the
That's
number
right.
They of
always
justices.
Deny they're against the Constitution, but everything they do is to get rid of it, and they say the country shouldn't exist. I mean, the Democratic Party, it's not hyperbole. They are officially Chi-Com agents. I mean, they are literally, Biden says China should run every aspect of her lives. Pelosi said a month ago, she said China, wants Biden. I mean, this is ridiculous. If the Russians, and you were involved in the army against the Russians, if the Russians were a threat, I'd be against them. They're not.
Yeah, and then they have the gall in cases like Roger Stone's where the president exercises his power of either commutation or eventually, I'm sure, pardon to act like they're some sort of strict constructionists and they're there to protect the Constitution and protect the Republic. I mean, they are just absolutely the worst ad hoc defilers of any sort of sense of order that doesn't basically serve their constant, perpetual, consolidated power over anything and everything under the sun.
Let me bring that point up. They're positioning us to follow the EU and China. So why are they more jealous of American power but want to sell it out to China? Because I get if you're saying they're just purely about their own power, then they would actually want America to be powerful because that's the main power base. So I agree with you that they're about their own power, but why do they have this weird, like a chicken imprints on the first thing it sees, so it imprints on Xi Jinping? I mean, why do they love China so much when obviously China will chump them in a minute?
Listen, at the root of power is greed, okay? China is a source of their – look at Hunter Biden, my old buddy, my old high school and college buddy, Hunter Biden, the Coke freak, billions, a billion and a half or a billion two, whatever it was, from the Chinese government that has such resources because of their slave labor goods that they've been sending here for 30 odd years plus, have been able to amass, through trade deficits and buying American bonds. Essentially, they've got this massive amount of debt they're holding, and they have tons of dollars to spend.
And by the way, for folks who don't know, you grew up next door to the Bidens in Maine. I've seen all the photos, all the stuff. Your family.
Delaware.
Delaware, sorry. Same place. Up there in the northern area.
Yeah.
Up there by
Santa
Claus. I think
Sarcastic. Those horrifying states that have been lost to democratic autocracy for, decades now, they're just completely like living in little mini police states. But, yes, no, I did. I grew up literally from when I was a young man, grew up with Bo and Hunter. We went to church with the family. And I followed his career very closely. And I would love to come back on and get into a lot of the details of why, Biden's rhetoric and the things he's done to promote himself and the tactics he's using, including now against President Trump, are absolutely despicable and are based on just the most crass opportunism of the most despicable
sort. Well, obviously that's true. And we'll get into that next segment, actually. But What do you make of this SCOTUS situation? I mean, this takes an already in high gear campaign, makes it thermonuclear meltdown with 43 days out. What are you expecting? I mean, talk about edge of our seats. This is insane.
Yeah, I know. Could have come at a more dramatic time. I mean, literally within weeks, it's almost as like it's everything is geared to just explode.
Like it's being scripted by Hollywood writers. Yeah, you couldn't.
Yes. You couldn't. I mean, who would have predicted when RGB was going to die? She certainly hung on. Here's the thing. Mitt Romney can smoke a turd in hell, as far as I'm concerned. I hope the voters of Utah eject his ass.
Gosh,
excuse my French.
And
Susan Collins, I think, is a decent woman. I hope she does get reelected, though. She's done us no favors, as any of the other rhino Republicans have for years. Lindsey Graham is on board. I think what we have now, Murkowski is a joke. Her father was an a-hole, and so was she.
What about the race going with the refill the seat of John McCain?
You mean McSally?
Well, that's an issue, because that's going to come in right after the election.
Yeah, no, okay, so this is why the Republicans need, what I see right now is that McConnell is going to hold firm, and that basically the Republicans are lined up. They're not going to let this go. They're not going to let the Democrats.
Yeah, they've got one vote plus an extra with the vice president.
Yeah. Yes, I just think it's beautiful that you have Joe Biden in 2016 basically saying, well, if it came in the election year, I'd pass it through the committee.
Yeah, I've been playing those videos. Everybody's seen them, but Biden and Obama are like, the Senate has a responsibility to, when somebody dies, to fill the vacancy.
Yeah, and they do. And here's the thing. What I'm saying is we're just adhering to the Constitution. And the Republicans in the Senate know they need to get this done. And they know that we don't have like some sort of the Constitution doesn't say anything about, oh, well, we have to wait till the next president's elected. This is another Democrat-invented ad hoc rule to serve
their
immediate
purposes. Sure. What about the threat to pack the court? What about that?
It's disgusting. I mean, again, it's like if we don't win, if the system doesn't produce the results we want, well, there's something wrong with the system, and we're going to have to change it. We're going to have to change decades, if not centuries, of precedent and the way, basically the glue that holds things together.
That was set up to oppress tyrants, not the people. I mean, this was set
to tie
tyrants down.
Yeah. Now, the Constitution was designed, and behind me is our books, the Federalist Design for a Constitutional Republic by my mentor at Georgetown University, George W. Carey. I commend that book. The Federalist Papers are like the sort of owner's manual of the Constitution, and they talk about ambition counteracting ambition. We cannot limit power to the extent
Jones, you're a Federalist. You support the federal government. It's the opposite of that. Federalism means it's divided power.
A federal system means we have states' rights, that there's a confederation of states that basically have similar powers. It's not a unitary system where we don't have this all-powerful national
divided
government
power.
Yeah, exactly.
The separation
it's
of power.
Mainly, even within the three branches, you have what they said, ambition counteracting ambition. That's why we have the checks and balances. We want basically
and
to be able to have
it. Served us well. We'll be right back with our Second Amendment, our glorious Second Amendment, only overridden by our First.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got, but I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit.
Now, I know everybody's already seen this and already heard it. Alex Jones here back live. But we've got Biden, we've got Hillary, we've got Bill Clinton, we've got Obama saying it is the constitutional deal that you've got to put somebody in. And the average person gets confirmed in 46 days. So the idea that this is all wrong and that America needs to burn is a fraud. Here's what Obama had to say 4 years ago.
When there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court, the President of the United States is to nominate someone. The Senate is to consider that nomination and either they disapprove of that nominee or that nominee is elevated to the Supreme Court. Historically, this has not been viewed as a question. There's no unwritten law that says that it can only be done on off years. That's not in the constitutional text. I'm amused when I hear people who claim to be strict interpreters of the Constitution suddenly reading into it a whole series of provisions that are not there.
President Trump needs to have news conferences and play all this, but here's the deal. If the Democrats weren't saying get rid of the country, weren't on the Chi-Com payroll, I mean, I'm not an authoritarian. I'm anti-police state. The Chinese globalists are taking over America. Our debt's owned by China. Hollywood's owned by it. We're being conquered. We have groups marching, burning everything down with blue cities backing in, saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all, death to America. So, I mean, quite frankly, if Trump sent out the Green Berets to arrest the head Democrats we know are Chinese agents, I'd support it because they're foreign enemies. We've been hit by this. It's not, I mean, these people are a joke. Tyler Nixon, constitutional lawyer, Roger Stone's private lawyer. What do you make of this? What are you predicting for the election? Because this is just insane.
A week ago tonight, I had the pleasure of a lifetime of attending a rally of the president, and I got to be within 10 rows of the podium and rostrum. And let me tell you, in Vegas, exactly. And it was indoors and not a mask to be seen except on some of the, you know, the staff, I guess, who had to wear them. And thank God for that, because this mask stuff is totally ridiculous, absurd, out of control. I just sent your guy an article that you might want to flash across. It's a comparison. It goes through, you know, line by line what it says about masks. But anyway, point being, President Trump, I haven't seen this energy for a candidate since Ronald Reagan in 1984. And I would dare say that it's even at least double or triple what it was for Reagan. And that was fervor. And Reagan had a landslide. President Trump is going to win, I believe, by a landslide.
No, I agree. They've got a landslide to try to block. So the landslide's going to be even bigger.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be exactly. I think there are people out there who are watching, have watched the leftist freak show, control freak show between the people, the Pelosi's and Newsom, Cuomo, these just supercilious, hypocritical asshats that are complete fascists pushing this agenda, pushing this phony crap on us, dragging it out when people can see with their own eyes. This is ridiculous. This is not a pandemic by any measure. The Webster's definition of pandemic is affecting an exceptionally high proportion of the population over a wide area. This is nothing close. This is 0.023%.
Oh, they've ended the pandemic in Europe and China. They admit it's not a pandemic.
Of course. And people are like, oh, look, they wore masks and they did it right. So now they're all going returning to normal. No, they're returning to normal because their countries know it's BS. They're not going to, like, literally F their own people over, you know, because they're just not going to do it.
Yeah, here, Sweden course, said it was all a fraud. Class. So did Brazil, yeah. Lowest death rate.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, look, I mean, I think the Democrats are, this is desperation times for them. Okay, President Trump has, and you look at the...
No, I agree. So what do they pull next, Tyler Nixon?
I mean, it's just going to be, they're going to be trying to drive up ballots by the, you know, by the dump truck full that can't be traceable. I think we have the attorney general on board with us. I think we have enough states where President Trump would win that we would be able to. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's the states where they would be able to commit the most fraud. They already control anyway. So we're not going to win those. You're not going to win California.
No, I agree that the fraud's going to be evident. They're going to use that as the prop, though, to have states secede. Pelosi and John Podesta have said that. How do you respond? Yeah. Last time states tried to secede, you know what happened. I mean, and there was actually a debate about it. There's no debate here because at least the South wasn't in bed with a foreign power this time. I mean, the Democrats don't believe the country should even exist.
Well, you know, there's a train of thought that says, hey, listen, we'll keep the United States of America together and California and Washington State and Oregon can take a hike. I mean, they're just dead weight. All they do is send the worst. Can you imagine a Congress without Pelosi and Schumer?
No, I agree. So maybe we just build a 500-foot wall along the West Coast.
I love it. Yeah, no, exactly. Just extend the Mexican wall straight up the border of Arizona and, I guess, Nevada and keep going. I mean, listen, if they want to be ridiculous like that, that's fine. I mean, they don't have popular will to accomplish that. I think this is all bluster. It's all sound and fury. And I sincerely hope he nominates Amy Coney Barrett, who, not to be confused with Amy Berman Jackson, Roger's corrupt, horrifying judge.
No, let me ask you a political question here. What happens to the Democratic Party? Because we're a two-party system. But we've had parties go away before. It was another party against the Democrats. It went away before the Republicans came along. The Democrats are done. They're not a party. They're a cancer. They're an anti-American criminal mob.
Yeah, what happens to the Democrat Party? Unfortunately, it's like passing gas, let's just say, to put it mildly, in a room, and it lingers and it won't go away. And that's what the Democrat Party is, even though they're a rotten, corrupt, seditious, criminal organization in many ways. I think it's going to take generational change, frankly.
No, I agree. I agree. But do the Democrats know they're done? I mean, because they really are done. I mean, they're done.
They're psychopaths. I mean, they don't care. They will do anything. They will destroy this country and burn it down if they can't control it. And that's what we have to be concerned about. We're at this critical juncture right now where it's like you've cornered the rat, you know, and what are they going to do? They're going to do anything they can to survive, to hold on to power.
They're going to start killing cops, burning down cities, thinking we're going to get scared and capitulate to them.
Yeah, but all they're doing, as they always do, they basically overplay their hand and they end up getting sparking the opposition against them. So, you know, when they have these polls that show, oh, look, Biden's beating Trump, they think that that's demoralizing us. But no, it's a consolidated call to action when they do that. When they go out and I hope, I sincerely hope that they follow that idiot Reza, what's his name, Aslan. And yes, please, by all means, go out and pound on the Supreme Court door. Make jackasses of yourselves like you're the symbol of that party by ridiculous riots in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Well, now they're going to sit around everybody's houses. Mitch McConnell's saying kill him. AOC's all crazed saying let's have a communist uprising.
Yeah, they're the Potemkin village of ideological or political movements. They do not have, so they've never had more than 20% to the 40% conservative and 40% middle or moderate, according to every poll going back.
Exactly. Most of America's been asleep. And with Trump, part of that 40% that was asleep is waking up. Maybe now 20% of that's awake. You add that to our group, we're going to win.
Look at the Hispanics. Look at the black support that Trump's getting right now. Unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it. No matter who, I mean, Reagan reached across the aisle and managed to get a lot of that support. But you look at, I think Romney got like 25%, maybe not even of Hispanic.
Well, when you got Trump, people marching saying death to America and the Washington Post says Xi Jinping must crush Trump, anybody, I don't care what color they are, is like, why the hell would I want to do this? Trump wants their a man of prosperity. They're giving me COVID-19 lockdowns.
I know. Yeah, their true colors have come out, and nobody's stupid enough to believe this is at the feet of Donald Trump. It's they've engineered it, and they know Trump is whatever he may have his flaws, but he is the genuine article, and he does what he says, and he's something to hold on to while they're trying to burn everything down.
Exactly. He's genuine. He believes in what he's doing. He's got problems, but he's dealing in good faith. The Democrats are so deceptive. They don't know who they are. How do people follow you on Twitter?
At Tyler P, is with my middle initial Nixon, or excuse me, at Real Tyler Nixon. That's my new one. At Real Tyler Nixon, and then on Parler at Tyler Nixon. You can follow me there.
All right, come on with us because you in Delaware knew the Bidens quite well. I've seen it in the news, seen the photos. I want to hear about Joe Biden and who he is. But in closing, you told me he's just a super bloodthirsty, super greedy, basically a thug, right?
I drafted what was going to be the Biden book, the definitive Biden book, and when, because of Rogers being tied up in this witch trial for over a year, it never got fully done. But I was going to call it Political Animal, and that's what Joe Biden has been from day one, a political animal. He doesn't care. Everything serves his political ends. He has
total sociopath. All right, Tyler Nixon, thank you so much. I'll be back 11 a.m. tomorrow. The All Show, David Knight, 8 a.m., War Room, 3 p.m., the political national election countdown, 7 p.m. Thank you so much, crew. Great job. Thank you, all listeners. Spread the word, George Soros and Hillary. I hope you don't. They hope you don't tell people about the show. They pray you don't do it. So do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.